authority, victory. Do you believe it? Well, we've got two said yes. Well, that's a start, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay. What do we believe? We've got it written down there, haven't we? So we're going to stand up again, because it's a proclamation. Okay. I am who the Bible says I am. I can have what the Bible says I can have. And I can do what the Bible says I can do. Let's keep hold of that. You can sit down now, I'll let you. Let's keep hold of that. Let's keep hold of what we've been singing about, the authority, you know, the power of God that's moving through. As we come together, as we're looking, I'm continuing from last week because, you know, I just got partway through. Last week were anniversary. And I was bringing back to you a number of the different... Sorry, I've just got a sheet with health and safety procedures. I don't know what I've got them there for. But anyway, never mind. You know, what the prophetic words that have been given over the fellowship and the different things, some we have seen, some that are in embryo, and some are still to come into being. You know, but they're coming. Amen. You know, I was refreshing the memories. Because it's so easy for things to get, as they say, put on the back burner, and then they get switched off, and they get left. God can sow seeds into each of our lives. And those seeds can be there for a long time. Have you heard where they actually took some grain out of the pyramids, out of the king's chamber, and planted it? And it grew. Well, I'm not saying your seed's going to stop in you for 3,000 years. You know, we won't be around in this world at that time. Although we might be. Heaven might be here complete. You know, anyway, we'll not go into the theology of all that lot. You know, so we're looking at here. God puts the dream there and God brings things into being. One of the things we've got to be careful of, though, is we do not talk ourselves out of our dreams. Because I found myself doing this as I was running through this and going to share something later on. I thought, and is this right? Is it not? It's so easy to start putting things in place, thinking, well, that can't happen. But our God can turn the fire. That's the most recent thing that we've seen. And if he's powerful enough to do that, he's capable of doing anything. You know, and I was going to bring this in later, but I'll bring it now. Not last week, the week before, we were down in Lincoln at the leaders' meeting. And there was a vicar there. Yes, a vicar. Speaking to us. Church of England vicar speaking to us. He was encouraging the house churches. And boy, was he encouraging we. He was used to be a curate at Holy Trinity Brompton under Nicky Gumbel. And then he got promoted. And he moved into a church into East London. And the place that his church, the road that his church is on, is called Murder Row. It's got the highest rate of murders in London on his street. And he goes in and he takes over a church. There's about 50 people in the congregation in a 2,500-seat building. So they'd be a little bit lost. So he starts looking at this and praying about what have we got to do. Does a quick survey and finds out that there's 99.something% of the people in his area are untouched who do not go to church. So what has he got to do? He goes out and starts asking people what they want. And the main thing that they wanted was a mums and toddlers on a Monday morning. They said Monday is the worst day of the week for them. And so he got a DJ. He started doing a disco on a Monday morning for the mums and toddlers. 300 plus pushchairs are coming into that church on a Monday morning. With the associated adults, of course, you know, as they come through. And it's just blossoming. He thought, right, what's next? Well, look at the youth work, or the children's work. So they started with the same procedure with children's work. That is blossoming. He's now at the stage, 5 years on, with 5 plant outs. Going back to the church building he was in, it was a great big place. And the people were saying, well, this isn't actually, if you like, friendly to people who aren't Christians. You know what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be derogatory. And so they said, what we need is a designer. So he contacted, I can't remember her name. I don't know whether you can, John. But it's somebody who's extremely well known in the design. She's one of the top designers. And just banged off an email. Said he wanted to do, what he wanted to do. He wanted to give the church a makeover so that it would be more appealing for the general population. So she came back with an email, I'm on board. Comes in free of charge. She then says, what you need is an architect. So he rattled off a number of architects that he knew of. No, I said an architect. I mean a top architect. And puts him in contact with, what she said was, any architect in the country will know this guy. So he comes on board as well. At a very, very substantial reduction in cost. He says, we've got no money. The architect goes on with no money. The designer's on with no money. The church, 3 years on, has been transformed. Where's the money come from? God provided it. Yeah, God provided. Yeah, it's just amazing what's happening in there. And one of the churches he's taken on, I haven't seen it myself, but I've seen it advertised on the television, the program Rev. It's been a trailer, a lot for Revs, but it hasn't been something I've been watching. It's that church is one of the ones he's taken on. It was going down and down in numbers, and he's in there now. And he's got a team of he showed this team on the steps, and he says, you can see it's being politically correct in that the multi-ethnic, multi-race, he's the only white man on the team, or the white person, I should say. And they're reaching out into the people of East London, and the churches are starting to fill. Now that's something for us to get hold of. That's a dream. You know, one of the dreams that we've had for a long time is this place is full. That's with all the seats back in. Remember in the opening day, there were 120 seats out in this place. We can get 120 in, first sitting. And that's a dream, isn't it? For us to be seeing the place full. And why can we say where this dream is not just out of the window? Because 3 different people with 3 specific, 3 different times said, traffic queue! Traffic on the lane trying to get in on a Sunday morning. From 3 different people who didn't know the others had said the same thing. So God's trying to get our attention. We've already said that he's doing something very, very special in this place. Yes. Gone years and years ago, my dream was to have a farm. It was when I was at school, I always wanted to be a pharmacist. And then I found out and I realized I wasn't clever enough in the science department, you know, or that type of mind. So I thought, okay, well, if that's the case, what do I fancy next? Forestry or farming? I thought, there's no chance of having a forest. So okay, we'll go and try farming. And God brought that dream about. Helen will tell you, when we first got married, we were looking at all sorts of places, all sorts of things to try and get a start. And God just miraculously brought this place about. I was told about it on the Wednesday. 10 days later, we had the keys, were in, it was ours. That, under English law, doesn't normally happen. But that's the way it happened. And the very first time, I've told you before, as I was driving up the drive, I got to the brow of the little hill, so as you come up the drive, and I heard God say to me, "This is yours," before I'd even stepped on the place. Very soon after, I started getting, "There's going to be a church on the farm." Oh, that's daft. That's rubbish. We established the pig unit. It kept coming. "There's going to be a church on the farm." "Where am I going to put a church? There's no room for it. It's full of buildings." And then God changed things, moved away from pig farming. As I said in my bread, stop being a pig farmer to become a shepherd. Yeah, as we worked through. Went away on holiday and my son came back. My son had bulldozed the pig unit, the building that was on this site. And the rest of it is, you know the history. The God that moved, the miraculous way that I believe he moved for us to get this building. Yeah, I saw it when I was in Rannoch in March. And we just kept looking at different things as trustees over the summer months. I was in Rannoch again in September. The same building, the same place was still being advertised. So Chris and I went down the week I came back. We looked at it, we found out the prices because we thought the prices were ridiculous. We were going down thinking we're going to buy 4 or 5. We got 10. When you look at some of the other prices, they are sky high. But God had different plans. And God brought this place into being. And God's hand has been upon it. I shared last week about the prayer room, about God's hand being on the prayer room. That was the first step of development. And after the service, it was mentioned to me 3 times, the prayer room is now up and running again. And I don't know how many people are going to be interested, but we're thinking about starting a morning prayer meeting. So something to think about there. But the prayer room is ready again. It's been sorted. We've moved this week and getting it done. You know, we've got to think about dreams. We've got to think that God can bring our dreams into being. We're told that old men will dream dreams and young men will have visions. The ladies are included in that. It's a generic thing. I had visions. I've had dreams. I've got both. I don't class myself as an old man. I'm still having visions as well as dreams. Why can't you have both? Amen. Let's be greedy and have both. Yeah. As I said, it was to have a farm. Yeah. But God's, when he gave me the farm, he had a different plan. He had the plan that there was going to be a church here. A church that was going to be something special. A church that he had planned for. That he said was going to happen. A place of miracles. A place of healing. A place where his presence is. And I think we find that the majority and nearly everybody that comes into the place, whether the believers or not, say, "Wow, God's presence." Some people don't understand what it is, but they come in and think, "Wow, there's something special here." Okay, can we have the declaration, every promise of God's is ours? Yes. Okay, so it's time to wake up again, for to take part again. You can stand if you want. We decree every promise of God is ours in Jesus' name. Lord, you made so many promises to us, one after another, after another. We decree every one of them is coming to fullness in the name of Jesus. Every good and precious promise of God is coming alive and is now working in our lives. We believe the promises of Almighty God that have been made for decades one after another, after another. We speak life into them in Jesus' name. We declare them to come alive and to live among us. We decree miracles are being released today in Jesus' name. Any obstacle of delay, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. Stop it and get out of the way. We declare the wonders of heaven will be seen. We loose them. Amazing signs unfold now and bring focus on our living, awesome, true God. Amen. I know I'm repeating myself, but the fire last week was part of that. I don't know how many people you've had a chance to tell, but I know Chris and Sandra have told people about it. And I was there doing something. Chris was actually relaying it to a nurse on the telephone. I've spoken to 3, if not 4 people and told them what God's doing. 5 people. And everyone, you think to poo-hoo it, but everyone's received it. And they're recognizing our God is an amazing God and can do all things. Yeah, every promise of God is ours in Christ Jesus. Yeah, I'm just getting myself sorted out because I'm putting 2 weeks together here. Yeah. So we're looking at dreams. When Mike was speaking a couple of weeks ago, he was saying, what's your dream? What's your dream? What's the dream of the church? And what do we need to do to bring forth the dream that God's given? I was asking you to share your dreams. I'm given the opportunity to share your dream. I know some have said they've got a dream, but they don't want to share it just at this moment. Has anybody got anything? Oh, Helen shared last week, which is something we've prayed out, which is something we've talked about, which is something that we want. This church family to be right across the generations, all working together, all mixing in together, moving forward. Okay. Anybody been bold enough that they want to share their dream? Come on then, Jill.
When this was said a couple of weeks ago, I thought, I haven't got a dream. I really couldn't think of anything. The thing that came to me was God's promise to me when we moved here 27 years ago that he had plans to prosper us and to give us hope and a future, and this was where he wanted us to be. But last week, God reminded me of a couple of things, and I've got 2 dreams, actually. And to explain it a bit, one's very practical and one's a bit spiritual. So yeah, that's probably not the best way to explain it, but there you go. Now the practical one, we seem to be going back years again, but when I was at school and I was getting ready to leave school, and they sort of say to you, you know, what you're going to do when you leave school, and I wanted to work in a bank, and God reminded me of this last week. I was good at maths, you know, and I thought, yeah, I'll go and work in a bank. And there's 4 banks at the time in the town where my parents lived, and I applied. I got an interview for 2 of them, and I didn't get the job. So I thought, okay. And I left it, and I ended up working in an office doing bits and pieces, and then ended up in the libraries, and that's... But as a church, we got involved with CAP Money some time ago, and we've got involved with Credit Union. And my dream is that God would use that. I mean, both of them never really took off, but I was involved in both and I learnt a few things from it. And I've learnt things in helping a few people with money and budgeting and things like that. My dream is that this church would be a place that people could come to get help for debt, for budgeting, learning to cook on a you know, on a budget and things like that. So that's the practical dream, if you want. And then I did have, the Lord reminded me of something else, which is a bit, which is personal, very personal to me, but I'll share it to you, and it's a scripture. And this is what my heart's desire and my dream is, to be like this scripture. And you'll have to excuse me, because it says it a lot better in the Amplified Bible. So I'm just going to read to you from Ephesians 3, verse 16 to 19. And this is my dream. May he grant you out of the rich treasury of his glory to be strengthened and reinforced with mighty power in the inner man by the Holy Spirit himself indwelling your innermost being and personality. That's my dream, that the Holy Spirit would dwell in my innermost being and my personality. May Christ, through your faith, actually dwell and settle down and abide and make his permanent home in your heart. May you be rooted deep in love and founded securely on love, that you may have the power and be strong to apprehend and grasp with all the saints, God's devoted people, the experience of that love. What is the breadth and length and height and depth of it? That you may really come to know practically, through experience for yourselves, the love of God, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge without experience, that you may be filled through your being unto all the fullness of God, that is, that you may have the richest measure of the divine presence and become a body wholly filled and flooded with God himself. And that's my dream, and I know God's starting it, but not as full of him as I would like. So.
Thank you, Jill. Yeah. In one way, it takes courage and boldness to come out and give you a dream, because you could say, oh, well, they're going to make me accountable for it. Well, yes, that's right. But isn't it good, though, to be full, the fullness of that dream, for God's presence to be in and shining through? What's that for? As we couple that with other parts of Scripture, that's for us to go out. And for each one of us to be shining examples in the workplace, shining examples in the coffee shop, shining examples on the street. Remember that word that was given to Chris got? People coming up to him in the street said, you're the people that pray for healing, aren't you? I want us known as a church that prays for healing. I want us known as a body, as a place where people can come and get healed. Remember that prophetic word I brought that was given? That the medics are going to come. Some are going to get saved. And they're going to have like a surgery here. Not to treat people with drugs, but to actually pray for people. It's something it would be good if we could get a prayer room in the surgery. You can get prayed for healing in lots of places. You can go into the Costa shops. Some of them have got healing rooms. It's not as silly as it sounds. God is touching people all over the place. And it's as people are saying, I'm willing, that God's starting to bring it about for us to keep moving on. And you can say, well, isn't it daft to think that this place we could be putting over 200 people? That's two sins, unless we went into three. Yeah, through the place. Well, when we believe, we've got a God who is able. There's a church in a village in America. The whole village population is 500. The church is 3,500 people strong. People come in to the church from the surrounding area. And remember, we believe God said this was a resource for the area, not just for the village. And the number of villages that we reach out to, yeah, and part of the church dream is that we have a house group in every single village that we represent. I said, what are your dreams? Anybody else want to share anything? Come on then, Janet.
Well, my dream is to see the Word of God spread out with literature, to books that people can read what God has done in people's lives, because the Word sticks in your brain. So that's my dream.
Yeah. Good.
On Zoom.
I've got no... See, I can't see anybody on Zoom. Yvonne, come on then.
Well, mine's not so much a dream as a picture that God's given me this morning. And you were talking about all these people coming to church, Robert. And what he showed me was a transport system for bringing people to church, to have a pickup point in like Market Wheaton and in Goole and in Hummel Spalding Moor, to pick up people, to bring them to church. You know, I first of all saw like a minibus. But then he showed me that everybody comes to church and they've all got two or three seats in each car. We could bring people into church from the villages. We could have a pickup point. We could have a placard, Home Christian Fellowship Transport, and people could meet at a given point in time to be brought to church, to get people in.
Right. I feel that is
a way to get people in without cramming up your car park too much.
Yeah, nice one. Yes. Well, when you look at it, for both of those last two that have just been shared, there's nothing stopping us implementing them. So I hope somebody's making a note of these. I've got a mental note, but we'll have to, you know, because we're going to have to start. Because I should have had my flip chart out. I told you about the graph that I had in my mind, wasn't it? With the fellowship at the top and then the bar coming underneath with the different, if you like, ministries or dreams taking place. You know, one of them, as we already know, is the coffee shop. But the outcome of the coffee shop, the different things that take place in there, you know, that's growing. The number of people which we trust is going to continue to grow in the coffee shop. Yes, we need more people, but we've actually got two members of the village are actually helping out, serving in the coffee shop now, which is good. Yeah, and moving forward. Yeah. Just trying to find. Remember, I read to you last week about God saying you can get more than a quart into a pint pot. In the natural, you can't, but in the spiritual, you can. And God wanted us to think outside the box. There was a lion's bite given, and God said, build with me. Stop inspecting the foundation of your house I've asked you to build for me. You've been inspecting meticulously and waiting for any imperfections to appear. I didn't ask you to build this house alone. I asked you to build it with me. When you build with me, you will build according to my blueprints. Pick up the building materials and begin construction. Now is the time to build with me. No more delay. No more doubting my call of your life. No more thinking you don't pray enough, know the Bible enough, give enough, or you don't have all your ducks in a row. I say you have enough. So build. Trust me. I will help you along the way. You are not alone. Come and build with me. And that was given on the 13th of July this year. You're, when you start looking, we're up to date, folks. This is what God's saying. And he wants us to be moving forward. Yeah. Moving forward. See. So I said, what do we need to be moving forward with our dreams? This is where we can get together and say, right, how are we going to establish this? This is where we can have some natural thinking, but have some spiritual downloads as well. Words of wisdom, words of knowledge. Well, we need this, we need that, we need the other. How are we going to go about doing this? And start putting these dreams, make them come realities. And what Jill said, that we've tried with so many things. She said about CAP and credit union. Yes, we did. And it didn't take off. Other places you hear them talking about CAP, and it just mushrooms. I had them on the phone with me this week, actually. 1,865 people have become debt-free this last year through what CAP's doing. It's a hallelujah. Yeah, for all those people that were burdened with debt, they are now free through the work that CAP's doing. What the credit union's doing, it's helping people. You know, we're involved indirectly with the food bank. Fortunately, that hasn't taken off in this village as much as it has in other places. But we're still, you know, there is still a need. But we've tried so many things. That doesn't mean to say we stop trying. It may be some of these things have got to be reinstated or revamped. It may be we were just ahead of our time. Because I've had that said about me by a number of people who are prophets. You're ahead of your time. And this is perhaps what we've been doing up to now. Perhaps just being that little bit ahead. Whereas now is the time, God says, to build. Not saying what we've done's been wrong. We'll have learned by what we did. Yeah. We can say, we can talk ourselves out of it. Oh, well, it didn't happen. Nobody came. So why bother? Why not? Things are different now. Things have changed. There's a greater openness, I believe, to things spiritual now. With having had the pandemic, all the fear that people have lived under for the last 2 years. And they're coming in with another fear, aren't they, with monkeypox? Yeah. But our God is in control. Yes, we've got to be aware, but we haven't got to be fearful. What are your dreams? Can you run with me? Can you run with horses? I want you to take off and soar with me. Fly high. Come and see from my perspective. For too long you've seen your life through the eyes of others, and this has placed limitations upon you. But I am a truly limitless God. Come and soar with me and see things from my perspective. When you soar with me, you will really see that things are possible in me and through me. I have a completely different perspective on your life and your circumstances. I see the bigger picture. I'm not limited by time or space. I know the beginning from the end. I am the Alpha and the Omega. So come up higher and soar with me. Yeah. And we've actually shared about flying, about soaring on wings like eagles. Yeah. And the fun that God wants us to have as we look down, as we see different things. A word, prophetic word that was given was, I've planted the church, this church, and the roots have been going down, deep down. This has been necessary so you can stand firm in me, anchored and sure in me as the storms come in. As you have seen in the recent weather, once, it's not just recently, one storm coming, then a lull, then another storm. So it will be in the heavenlies. Battles against my church, my word, my people. The enemy seeks to destroy. But you must be rooted deep in me and standing shoulder to shoulder with each other. Remember one of the words I read out last week? was God said he was building us so we could lock shields together. We were a people who knew how to lock shields and support each other. The roots have gone down. Now establish and build yourselves up together in me. The fruit is coming. And we're going to lay hold of that. At one stage, when the fellowship was first formed, we mushroomed. We were too big to fit the scout hall. So we'll put this, sizes, but the thing is up and down, up and down. That's what we've seen over the course of the church. We're half the size that we were at one point. But is that God doing something? When you get people who are that committed to you that they leave because you don't do what they want, they're not committed to you as a body. When you get people leaving because I wouldn't use the King James Bible and because I wasn't using the right Bible, they're not committed to you. The fruit is coming. The words you've received for this fellowship will come to pass. Pray them in. Pray them in. Win the heavenly battles in prayer and also in prayers. Declare my name out over this area. I am coming to heal. I am coming to deliver and set free, to bring release, to heal the broken heart, to lift the despair, to raise the heads of those bowed down, to set the lonely in families. I am coming. Do not grow weary. Keep pushing through in prayer and praise. You are shifting things in the heavenlies. You are God confirming, God encouraging. There's a gate at Home Christian Fellowship. It's a gate. Picture the tide coming in, and there's going to be a new high tide. The wells are opening up. And the wells are gusher. As we keep looking at the different things, I hope you're not getting fed up with me bringing different words that have been given. Yeah, I'm just going back again. What's your dream? We all have a dream. Leave that. But I must have left it on my desk. But I've got a prophetic word that was given by Pam at one of the conferences. Was actually speaking to one couple to get their dreams back up again because they've dismissed them. I'm not going to embarrass them by pointing out who they are. Yeah. But I think we've got to be looking at the dreams. I'm going to say something now because I'm going to finish very quickly. One of the dreams that I had years ago was for home, about Home Hall. This might shock a lot of people, but that was going to be the Church Fellowship Centre. Dismissed, it was still Sue Ryder, it was still nursing home at that time. I just put it to one side. And it's kept lifting a bit. Different people have supposedly bought it and moved on. But things haven't happened. It's been shut down for nearly 3 years now. And it's kept coming back to me. Popping up. It's a dream. That's the centre. And I was thinking about this and I thought, hang on, we've got a dilemma here. God's established something here, and he hasn't said move it, but there's no reason why you can't have two. One is the worship and the healing thing that he's set us here. Another one is an outreach arm, where it's actually resourcing into the community. So I'm leaving that with you. It's something that we shall see, it's we look at, and see if God's going to bring it about. If they can do that in London with no money, why can't we do it here? No money. If God wants to bring it about, God will bring it about. If it's just my imagination, okay, it's my imagination. I'm not bothered. People think I'm wacky anyway. Yeah, we've got it. Here we go. That's a dream. You could almost say that's the next step of the dream. You say, well, I can say that. It encourages me because Colin Cooper, Huddersfield Christian Fellowship, they had one premise. And they actually, it wasn't big enough for them. Could just get 225 in. So they then got a warehouse, a Comet warehouse, and they spent £484,000 doing it up for a 400-seater auditorium. And the very first elders meeting, after they'd only just officially opened this 400-odd-seater building, Colin came in and he dropped in the middle of the table a drawing. He says, that's the next one. They hadn't even settled into this one at 480 odd thousand pounds. 15.5 million pounds. That's what Cathedral House has cost in Huddersfield. Congregation of over 1,000. It can expand up to 2,000 with the facility they've got. And God's provided. When Gordon told me what their monthly mortgage is, I coughed. It's incredible. But it's coming down year on year. It's coming down. And God's been in a play, taken over, helping. During the COVID, the National Health approached them and said, can we use your premises as a vaccination centre? So the National Health have been paying the mortgage by the rent that they would, but you know, partly, but I'm not means all of it, but partly by providing the, being the facility there, and it's still there. They're doing things. Part of it, they had the car park rented off. There was income coming in there. Different places where incomes come in. They've got a children's ball pool, indoor and outdoor, the only one in Huddersfield, and that makes money week on week on week. God knows what he's doing. And may I point out that that wall pool was what from one of the young mums. It was her dream. And they took it on board as elders of the church. And they put that dream into the building. And that is actually helping finance what's doing. So do not belittle your dreams. Don't think they're irrelevant. Don't think they're impossible, that they can't happen. Don't think I'm too old. Because we ain't. Nobody in this place is too old to have a dream. I saw Margaret join this week, and she shared with me, she's got a dream. I'm not going to share it because that's not in my place to share her dream. But she told me and shared her dream, and her dream's perfectly possible for her. But she's dreaming. So can I encourage you to dream? Holy Spirit dreams. Ask God to guide what he wants you to do. What he wants you to do, for us to do, corporately. Because God can lift, he's raising us, he's already told us, he's lifting us to the next level. He wants us to build. What are we going to build? The dreams that he gives us. Is there an amen? Amen. But Janet?
Did you see the butterfly flying? Well, as Robert was talking, there was a butterfly flying around, and it came to my mind that that butterfly had to be a caterpillar at first. So we're probably in the caterpillar stage, but we're definitely going to be a butterfly.
There you are. Or is it a case where you are, some of you are larva and you're hibernating at the present time? Okay. Well, there's some food for thought. We'll continue next week.